Random House Audio presents Dreams from My Father, a story of race and inheritance by Barack Obama. Read for you by the author.
Almost a decade has passed since this book was first published. The opportunity to write the book came when I was in law school, the result of my election as the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review. In the wake of some modest publicity, I received an advance from a publisher and went to work with the belief that the story of my family and my efforts to understand that story might speak in some way to the fissures of race that have characterized the American experience, as well as the fluid state of identity, the leaps through time, the collision of cultures that mark our modern life. Like most first-time authors, I was filled with hope and despair upon the book's publication. Hope that the book might succeed beyond my youthful dreams, despair that I had failed to say anything worth saying. The reality fell somewhere in between. The reviews were mildly favorable. People actually showed up at the readings that my publisher arranged. The sales were underwhelming. And after a few months, I went on with the business of my life, certain that my career as an author would be short-lived, but glad to have survived the process with my dignity more or less intact. I had little time for reflection over the next 10 years. I ran a voter registration project in the 1992 election cycle, began a civil rights practice, and started teaching constitutional law at the University of Chicago. My wife and I bought a house, were blessed with two gorgeous, healthy, and mischievous daughters, and struggled to pay the bills. When a seat in the state legislature opened up in 1996, some friends persuaded me to run for the office, and I won. I'd been warned before taking office that state politics lacks the glamour of its Washington counterpart. One labors largely in obscurity, mostly on topics that mean a great deal to some, but that the average man or woman on the street can safely ignore. The regulation of mobile homes, say, or the tax consequences of farm equipment depreciation. Nevertheless, I found the work satisfying, mostly because the scale of state politics allows for concrete results, an expansion of health insurance for poor children, or a reform of the laws that send innocent men to death row, within a meaningful time frame. And two, because within the Capitol building of a big industrial state, one sees every day the face of a nation in constant conversation. Inner-city mothers and corn and bean farmers, immigrant day laborers alongside suburban investment bankers, all jostling to be heard, all ready to tell their stories.